We associate the first Thanksgiving with the Native Americans and pilgrims living in Plymouth Colony. However, we know very little about that event. Today we head to Plymouth Plantation and look back about 400 years to a meal we still celebrate. It's this edition of the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Although we associate the first Thanksgiving with the pilgrims, as Nora Messier at Plymouth Plantation explains, there is little written about what has become such an important event today.
We really only have one record of what happened on that first Thanksgiving, and it is from the time period. It is from someone who was present, and the letter begins, "The governor sent four or five men out fowling," and so blah, blah, blah. They rejoice together in a special manner, the natives having come amongst them. There's not a lot. There's a couple.
The event took place sometime in the fall of 1621, but the exact date is not known.
We know it went on for approximately 3 days. We know it was attended by at least 100 native people. There were only 51 or 52 English people in the town, so remember, the natives are outnumbering them 2-1.
But unlike today, the feast was not an annual event.
It was just that one time. As far as we know, they never mentioned doing anything similar to it again as sort of a commemoration of that first year. The next major meal in which natives and English break bread together is on August 14, 1623, William Bradford.
And that was when the second governor of the colony, William Bradford, got married, and many pilgrims and natives took part in the event. While we look to Plymouth as the reason we have the holiday, today's version is probably far from what took place about 400 years ago.
Over the years, over the generations, that first event, which they didn't make a lot of, at least in their writings, has grown and grown and grown, and new traditions have begun, and it's morphed into something they probably wouldn't recognize, quite honestly.
The site of that colony is still being farmed today here at Plymouth Plantation. Traveling the countryside in Plymouth, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.